Hey, howdy, across the nation. This would be in the U.S. of A nation. There's widespread slowdowns in mail and package delivery. The post office, I mean, other countries have the same thing going on. They lose tons of money. And there's 35, sometimes 40% of the entire workforce. They don't show up. They're not really sick, but they're allowed to take sick days now. Even when they're healthy, you can meet them downtown. And they say, I'm on a sick day. And it's very efficient. Inefficient. Tricked you there, hey, but it's very inefficient. Who can fix this? Trump. He really can. New York City, they tried for years to build a ice rink. Trump looked out the window one day and says, I can do that. You guys have been working on this for years. He went to Canada, hired some Canadian hockey players and ice makers, brought them in. I think it was in several months. It was done, and it's been profitable ever since. They took it away from him a couple of years ago because they said, he's a Republican. He can't make money from us. Bad, but he could fix the post office system and then ship them up to Canada. They have a real disaster out there. And maybe he could help. That darn mailman, got mailman stuff here for you. We're talking about the mail, right? And the mailman, humor, dad's humor maybe. He's always pushing the envelope. An honest mailman is the letter of truth. Sorry about that. Okay. And it makes one go postal and the postman postmen, but our terrible comedians, their jokes get returned to sender. Want to share a story with you, though. It's a little bit funny, but it's true. Years ago, one of our many businesses was a large storage complex, and it was all rented out, and my son was managing it, one of my sons, and there was a six-year-old girl who was kidnapped. Terrible story. She was actually found dead a week or so later, but anyway, I'm fast-tracking. Terrible story. And they couldn't find her, and she'd been missing for a couple of days. So I went out and told my son, I says, get a hold of everyone who owns a storage unit here or has one and get them to come and open it. And if you can't get them, I said, cut the doors, I cut the locks and go in and look. And there were several hundred of them. It was a large complex. So he did that. And so we had had one fella who was giving us trouble all of the time, and he worked at the post office. He was a mailman, and he was an idiot. In any event, he had a big storage unit there. And so my boy couldn't reach him, so he cut the lock. Guess what? It was plugged full of mail. Undelivered mail. For years, people were getting their mail. He never opened it. He didn't steal anything. He just stuffed it in his storage unit. Of course, it doesn't make sense. I share that with you just to bore you a little bit. Hey, you know, I've always been interested in this. Moving on here. I've always been interested in this. People charged with an offense. On TV, at least, it's always, if you can't afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you. That's, again, I've always found this interesting, because the government is prosecuting you, and the government then says, we will defend you. It's kind of a contradiction where the government controls supply and demand. Hey, just saying. Now, last week, I was jetting around the country, and I was in Albuquerque, Palm Springs, Oakland, Las Vegas, a few others I can't even remember, but I did notice that vending machines are springing up everywhere in the airports. They're everywhere. And I wondered why. And I spoke to one of the girls there that worked in a coffee shop, and she said, it's sad, but true, because I'm losing my job as well, because minimum wage, this was in California, in Oakland, and I'm losing my job too, because the government hates me. I said, really? It's like she's 16 years old. She hates you. She said, well, yes, because now I'm going to sit at home and I don't have a job anymore. Vending machines, they are taking over the world. Almost $60 billion of vending machine business was done last year. The country with the most vending machines in the world, of course, is Japan. They have one machine for every 25 people. And all your governments that are interfering with, you know, people, with us, minimum wages and all that, look what you're doing. You have all these kids now. They don't pay taxes. They stay at home for free. And they were making $10 and $15 an hour. But you had to get involved and do crazy things. And now they don't have a job. They're sitting at home. What are they doing? Playing video games. Doing bad things? Good things? I mean, I don't know. But I know one thing. They're not working. Democrats. this one is a good one. Hang on. Here it comes. Democrats. They've lost their mind over this one. There's a grand old party proposal to rename the Washington, D.C. main international airport and to call it the Donald J. Trump International Airport. That's brilliant marketing. I mean, again, the Democrats are just going insane. But look at the exposure, the name recognition. That's kind of a good one. Liberals losing their mind. I like it. Lastly, I don't know. That's enough for the day. Hey. I got more though. You come back in a couple of days. See ya.